And it's hour number three of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. It's the hour when we do all the pre-war recordings. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. You know, from time to time, I just get worried that I'm dragging everybody into the deep end of the pool, stuff that they're really not interested in. The music is so much older, none of it, well, very few of it this hour have drumming on it or electric guitars. It's mostly acoustic music, and a lot of it's solo. Very little of it's ensemble stuff. But I got a message online last week on Facebook that somebody said that hour number three was their favorite hour. Well, God bless you. And maybe it's just you and me, but we'll keep doing it. I'm going to start this set off with Gus Cannon here on the banjo.
The first time I was down in Memphis, I was down on Madison Street. I met an old friend of mine. What's that boy got in that suitcase? I told him it was old banjo. He said, can you play it? I said, sure I can play it. He said, can you play the Madison Street Rag? I said, I'll play it if you whistle it. He said, well, I'll whistle. I said, well, whistle it then. Here he goes. Boy, you sure can play that thing. He said, come on, let's go out here on the corner, 4th and Madison, have a ball. I said, I don't care if I do. Yeah, we was down on Madison and 4th. On the policeman, this is where this boy left me. I said, play it, boy, play it. Oh, sure.
On one Friday night, Staggerly and Billy Lyon had a great fight. Crying when you lose your money, Lyon to lose. Billy Lyon shot 6 feet, Staggerly bet he passed. Staggerly out with his 45, said you done shot your last. When you lose your money, Lyon to lose. Lord, a woman come a-running, fell down on her knees, crying, oh, Mr. Staggerly, don't shoot my brother, please, when you lose your money. And I ain't talking about some gambler or to see Richard Lee. Shot $1,000 and come out on a three. Cry when you lose your money, learn to lose. Lord, the judge told the sheriff, we want him dead or alive. How in the world can he bring when he told the 45? When you lose your money, learn to lose. Lord, a woman told the judge, my husband named Jack Shelf. Want to rest for stagger lead, better go somewhere else. When you lose your money, learn to
happen? How did it happen? She approached me with love, that tender feeling won't stop. How did it happen? How did it happen? She approached me with love, and now she found my weak spot. When we first met, we know not each other's name. I asked a little information, and she did the same. Finally, we come to know each other plain. Sad little girl, look like you would be my dame. Oh, how did it happen? How did it happen? She approached me with love, and now she found my weak spot.
Thank you. to quit me, leave me cry. Nobody, this is but my home.
There's Harry Chapman on piano and vocal and Walter Vinson on guitar, and the Deep Blue Ocean Blues from August of 1935. It rounds out our first set this hour. We started with Gus Cannon and Blind Blake teamed together. Gus Cannon on the banjo, Blind Blake on guitar and vocal from November 1927. Madison Street Rag was the name of it. Then we listened to Furry Lewis and his take on Stackily. It's Billy Lyons and Stackily from October of 1927. Then we started digging into the Chapman brothers, the Mississippi Sheiks. I always sort of hesitate to play them first. I don't like violin very much. A single fiddle, I've always said that. I like violin sections. I don't necessarily like a single fiddle. But when you go through these, they all played so many different instruments that you have to figure out who played what on each recording. So Mississippi Sheiks, Stop and Listen from February 1930. Walter Vinson, guitar and vocal. Lonnie Chapman, violin. Bo Carter, I think, on a second guitar, if I'm not mistaken. Then we listened to Walter Vinson. He was here on guitar and vocal. How Did It Happen? October 1936. Walter Jackson on a second guitar. And Ernest 44 Johnson on piano. That brought us around to Harry Chapman and the Deep Blue Ocean Blues, August 1935, with Walter Vinson on guitar. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing, and this is the hour we do all the pre-war recordings. Hey, here's a woman that's unique. She broke in as a classic blues singer and later came to fame as an actress in Hollywood. Believe it or not, the woman who played Mammy in Gone with the Wind, Hattie McDaniel, had, I think I counted 6 or 8 different titles under her own name as a classic blues singer. This one is from March 1929. It features an unknown piano player, Vance Dixon, on the clarinet, and the tune is called That New Lovemaker of Mine, Hattie McDaniel.
About him when I'm doing nicely without him. Folks, I'm telling you, since I've started anew, I found a man that's better than fine. That new love maker, that modest Jimmy Shaker, the sweetest man that's known. Cause I'm not dreaming, and I've got a good man all my own. They say that good things come to go to waste. I've got a good man at hand, but I've been running late. His love will have to double, or there'll be trouble with that new love maker of mine. He's a man. And I've got a good man all my own. I believe if I was dead and in my grave, here you come in my coffin, Lord, I just could not behave. Everything's crazy. I'm up you crazy about that new love figure of mine. I'm mad about that new love figure of mine.
You ever hear about Pete? Just that old man Pete. Now Pete was a dealer in meat. Nice race pig meat. People come from miles and miles around. Little old man Pete moved into town. So Pete bought himself a store. Where people could come and eat more. And business was so great, but Pete had to take unto himself a mate. Then one night he got in a fight. All the people wouldn't eat his meat just right. And business didn't turn out so good. So Pete started to sell a wood. And business didn't turn out nice. So Pete started to sell a rice. And then he took it in his head.
What?
To start selling bread. And that's old man Pete, a wonderful dealer in meat. Cause his business is grand, fine old meat man. He sing your prayer, pray to tell the Lord, old dog. The meat man.
I'm a long time mama, let me rock you home. If you want real loving, let me rock you some. I'm an easy rider. Baby, let me rock you home. If my loving ain't what you want, it won't make you blue. I know I can satisfy any man like you. I'm a long time mama. Baby, let me rock you home. Never had a man to go away and not come back. They said something I've got that any man will like. I'm a long time mama, waiting just to rock you home. Now, pal of mine stole a man of mine. I've got him back now. She's wondering how. It's the same old song. She couldn't hold him long. She didn't know how. You should. Now love me, Daddy. You got to make it good. I'm a long time mama. Baby, let me rock you home.
There's Nora Lee King from September 1941 to round out the set. We started with classic blues singer, Hollywood actress, Hattie McDaniels, and that new lovemaker of mine. Hattie didn't have such a great voice, but she seemed sort of musical. From March 1929, Vance Dixon was on the clarinet and an unknown piano player, Hattie McDaniels. One of these days we'll gather up all the Hattie McDaniel titles and play them all together, and you probably come away with the same impression that I had, that her voice wasn't real impressive. But it's sort of neat to have somebody who started out as a singer end up as a Hollywood actress. After Hattie McDaniels, we had Vance Dixon and his band, called his band The Pencils. And the only people who were known was he was there on clarinet. They don't know the rest of the players, but the vocalist was a guy who called himself Papa Too Sweet. From June 1931, Meat Man Pete was the name of it. That led us around to Nora Lee King, September 1941, Let Me Rock You Home, Sammy Price on piano, Ham Jackson on guitar, and there was a bass player there, but they don't have any listing. Once again, let me remind you, you're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. This is the hour we play all the really, the early records, pre-war recordings before World War II. That's the way the people who collected the records divided them up. There were records made before the war and records made after the war. The difference is records made after the war, generally the records tended to feature groups of musicians who played together. And after a couple of years after the war, then the instruments became amplified. Electric guitars, harmonicas blown through amplifiers. And before the war, it was almost all either, they were all acoustic instruments for the most part. And most of the time it was either solo artists or duets. Very seldom did you get large ensembles of musicians together. It's sort of like a thumbnail sketch of pre-war and post-war. Up next, we've got Emerson Houston. Who the hell was he? Well, I don't know. He was an obscure guy, but his claim to fame was the accompanying pianist, Roosevelt Sykes, on piano, and he was working under a pseudonym. He was under contract to another label, but he needed a name. And so he gave him the name of his stepbrother, Willie Kelly. So Sykes is here on piano as Willie Kelly, Emerson Houston, The Strange Man Blues, September 1931.
I'm a strange man, yeah. I just float in your town. I I'm a strange man, yeah. I just float in your town. I want to ask you for a favor. My good girl has turned me down. I didn't stop by, yeah, babe, to stay no great long time. I didn't stop by, yeah, to stay no great long time. I just stopped by, yeah, to ease my troubled mind.
You don't mean to say you missed that. So she showed it all, huh? So let's see.
I don't know if it remained true. When you got, they say it's true. And she showed it all. Yes, yeah, she showed it all.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
I didn't see it, but they tell me that she showed it all.
Come on, baby, hold me tight. You got a ragged back, mama, and tell it right. Bend your back and crack your knee. Let's do this thing with a lot of ease. Hold me close, hold me tight. You got a racket back and tell it right. That's all right, you can shimmy a while, though you know darn well the shimmy's out of style. Swing, swing, you tie the kite. Come on, if you're coming, mama, do it light and right. Hold me close, hold me tight, you got a ragged back and tell it right. This is good, baby, just as long as it lasts. Put your hands between your knees. Let your body do just as it please. Now hold me close, hold me tight. You got a racket back, baby, and tell it right. What I've been used to do. Come on over tomorrow night. We'll do this thing till broad daylight. Now hold me close. Squeeze me tight. You got a ragged back and tell it right. Remember, mama, this is old Bell House Joe. Don't doubt yourself now, come on, try. Lend it through the ocean, cause you believe you could try. Now, hold me close, hold me tight. You got a racket back and tell it right.
Night, and what I mean, this dance was tight, given by a man named Lovey Joe, in a small room about 2x4, and in this room they was thick as bees, you could hardly tell the he's from the she's, and when the band began to play, I could hear them say, oh, shout you cats, do it, stomp it, step you rats. Shake your shimmy, break a leg. Grab your gal and knock 'em dead. Oh, do that thing. Hey, hey, everybody sing. It got so good they threw away the hat. I could hear 'em holler and shout, you cats. In came the cop about 4:30. I thought so, we was booked to go. He said, everybody fall in line. They kept on dancing, paid him no mind. A great big fella about 6 foot tall grabbed the cop and slammed him up against a wall. The cop said, buddy, everything okay? Listen to what I say. Oh, shout you cats. Do it, stomp it, step you rats. Shake your shimmy, break a leg. Grab your gal and knock 'em dead. Oh, do that thing. Hey, hey, everybody sing. It got so good he threw away his hat. I could hear him holler, shout, you catch. Dee-do, do, do, do.
Thank you.
All right, there we had Martin and Roberts, Alfred Martin and Robert Cooksey on harmonica to round out the set. Let's go to the top. We started with Emerson Houston. Again, it was Roosevelt Sykes on piano under the pseudonym of Willie Kelly, recorded for the Victor label September of 1931 and Strange Man Blues. Then Napoleon Fletcher, his vocalist from down in St. Louis. Here's Sykes on piano again from December 1933. And it was Edith North Johnson who did records under her own name. And here she is making comments on this one. She showed it all. And you didn't miss none of it. Napoleon Fletcher was the artist. After that, we had Joe Pullum down Texas way, Rack It Back and Tell It Right. Joe Pullum on the vocals, Rob Cooper on some nice piano from January 1935. Then we had Hezekiah Jenkins on guitar and vocal, January 1933, might be 1939. Shout You Cats was the name of it. That led us around to Lee Cannon Cooksey. Lee Cannon Cooksey were strange because they were strictly country blues players, you know, on guitar and harmonica, but they were transplanted to Harlem back in the 1920s. This from May of 1927, Lee Cannon Cooksey. Bobby Lee Cannon was the guitar player, Robert Cooksey on harp. The Royal Palm Special. Then, again, we had Robert Cooksey on harp. This time, instead of Bobby Lee Cannon on guitar, it was Alfred Martin. And talking about Chicago, Maxwell and Peoria. That's right in the heart of Jewtown, or Maxwell Street, as they called it, from March of 1927. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, and we've got one more set this hour. These actually, technically, are after the war, but they're sort of lonesome sounds. So let's listen to Julius King to start things off.
If you see my lover, till I say hurry home. If you see my lover, till I say hurry home. Cause I done got caught sleeping by myself. Where'd you leave me every night? Stayed out all night long. 54 days you come creeping in. Try if you see my lover, till I say hurry home. Cause I done got caught sleeping by myself. Well, I done got caught, baby, honey, the way you do. If you don't do better, how to get me someone else. So if you see my lover, till I say hurry home. Cause I done got caught sleeping by myself. Girl, we'll have mercy on me. We'll come and be my lover while my trouble's gone. Try if you see my lover, till I say hurry home. Oh, I done got caught sleeping by myself. go home. I'll now buy my fill, leave my beaded coat. No one to keep me warm. For if you see my lover, tell I say hurry home. Cause I done got caught sleeping by my feet.
One String Sam and My Babe from 1956 is on the one string guitar there. Before that, Julius King, If You See My Lover from 1952. He was there on guitar, kazoo, and on the vocals. And I think we'll have time for just one more, so we'll make it this one. We'll pause, identify the station, be back with hour number five, including the Soul Breakfast, taking us up to station ID. It's Gold Rush. All my money's gone.
All of my money's gone. And there is no more inside. All of my money's gone, and there is no more inside. You know I've got got to do something. People, that is not right. You know this world is in a tangle. And everybody's singing this song.
Well, tell them about it, boy. Tell them about it.
Because everything that I've got in pawn.